Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, great to be back, everybody.
Woo!
How are you?
Back.
Woo! How are ya?
Woo! Woo! Woo!
I didn't realize. Didn't realize I needed a vacation so bad until I took one. Actually had the back-to-work thing last night. Kind of a depression starting about 2.
Yeah. Like the old days.
Like the old days. Kind of had that. Well, only because of technical things.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm very, very fond of you, and I'm glad to be back. In fact,
it was all Mike.
I could do not to communicate more with you. And it was great. And by the way, I read pretty damn fine reviews of the two of you.
Don't believe it, Mike.
No. As far as, yes, I did.
Don't
I read
it.
Very nice
paid
reviews.
Paid handsomely
of the
to
shows.
Get those.
Bunch of jerks.
No, there was one, to the best of my knowledge, only one thread. And it was everything in my fiber not to jump on that one thread because I was reading great stuff. And you know when I know it's good? I know when it's good when they're not talking about, Robin Doskin did a good job with me. They say things about what was happening on the show.
The content?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I know. That's when I know it's
that's
good.
That's our strategy. We had to put one bad one in to make all the rest one look legit.
Yeah. My favorite thread was from a lady named Gladys, and she said, Mike is very good. Don't talk bad about Mike.
Hey, come on now. Rob, that's back in the days when we pretty much obsessed about being away. Do you remember that? Remember all the obsessing we would do about
that was it predated me. It predated me, but I listened on the radio, so I
who's
kind of
subbing
it.
For us, and what are they saying about it? God? When I think of the energy, and I still fight it every day. I've probably succeeded because I'll be honest, I don't pay much attention when I'm gone.
You shouldn't,
to be honest with you.
Unless we burn the place down.
No, and then
it destroys the notion of vacation. You can't sit around and worry.
Oh, can you imagine?
No.
That'd be the worst.
Hey, Mike's on the phone again.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I'm sick. I can't come to work.
I have an idea.
All right, anyway.
They do a fine job.
Here's a criticism.
Hey,
listen, don't do that.
Well, get your fat ass out of the house and come to work. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's great to be back. And listen, I could dive right into a vacation recap.
Yes.
Some of the same themes that I know you've heard me echo
both down south and up north.
Me too. But no, we have a major incident that occurred
today.
An
incident.
Yes.
We have a major, major incident that occurred today. And I think there's no point in really delaying this. We need to get to it right away because the fact of the matter is when someone's life is in danger.
Yes.
When someone is in trouble.
When death is on the line.
When death is on the line. And I'm padding because I'm trying desperately to find the right sound for this.
Mike, can I set the stage and you let me know when you found the sound, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I know I have it. I know
I woke this morning roughly 8:55, and I said, well, I want to be to work on time for the guys, so let me leave now, right?
And for a 9 o'clock arrival? Hold on, I'm no math whiz.
He came in 2 minutes before the show started.
There's no way you woke at 8:55.
No, no, no. That's the joke, Rob. No,
I'm with you. It's not like last week.
Wait a second.
We all got to be there at 8.
Oh, yes. well, it's for Pony's sake.
Oh, yes. That was my
fault. Because his schedule.
Was it?
Yeah, because he pushed the schedule because his schedule didn't allow for a regular schedule.
Mm.
He said, I prefer.
Oscar,
I would prefer. Yes.
I found the sound.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Yes. You guys don't lay drywall, so settle down. All right. Right. I woke up. I said, I don't.
Do you lay drywall or do you hang it?
Yeah.
You hang it.
Yeah. Well, you don't do either.
That's true.
We do this.
However, were I to do it, I'd be there on time.
And best job in the world.
Okay.
You
okay.
Lay pipe.
Yes, you
well,
do.
We don't do either there, Mike. None of these guys do that. Neither do I.
Look at the interns looking at each other.
I'm pretty tired. Yeah. Neither do they. Look at them staring at each other.
You hang drywall, you lay tile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you lay in wait.
I'd love to learn how to do some good tile work.
I hate to jump ahead.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sorry, Rebecca.
Guess who's getting a new shower?
Woo! I think you might have previewed that in a pre-show meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they actually contacted and they're actually coming out to work.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Thank you, Home Advisor.
Is this a Florida
They're
shower?
They're not even a sponsor on the Mike O'Meara Show. Get Home Advisor on the line. I'd love to have them as a sponsor.
It's a Florida shower, right? Not a main shower.
What do you mean a Florida shower?
It's like an outdoor shower.
I think you're having it installed at the house in Florida, right?
The shower? No, it's up here.
Okay. I didn't know.
Why would he have a shower installed down there while he's up here?
Well, because then he gets there and it's done. It's
like, no. I don't want to interrupt.
Like when you come back from the bathroom and your food's
there. No, you got to eyeball. You got to eyeball the work.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's always about food for him.
Are you done?
I've been done for years.
You know I'm pointing at you. All right. I'd just like to alert you to one fact, okay? I haven't made a reference to it, talked about how I got good reviews from it, but let me just mention now that I'm back.
Yes, you
okay?
are. Yeah,
baby. All right, so just turn it back. Put it into fifth from upper sixth for a second.
Let a thoroughbred run, Mike.
Oscar had an incident this morning, and
yes.
I want to hear about it.
The city's overrated, people, because at any moment you can walk out to your vehicle that's parked on the street, and you see I saw a little folded up, looked like a Post-it underneath my windshield, and I said, well, this is a zone parking. I checked three times because I didn't want a ticket, and I was like, oh, God, who wrote me a note that says they hate me? It says, hi, I hate your car and didn't know where to go, and I'm leaving my name and number. And it's the lady's name. Mm-hmm. The number looks to be like the number I would call Domino's Pizza. Like it might as well
collision.
Be 1-800 Papa John.
And there's no area code, right?
Because there's no area code.
Oh, no. Sorry, Oscar. How much
can I
damage?
See the handwriting?
Yeah, hold on a second. Okay. Can I finish reading it, please? I
thought you were done.
Jesus Christ.
Calm down, Rob.
Settle down.
Yeah, it's on me.
I took pictures so I give it to my insurance company. Not much damage to yours. Apologies.
and of course, the operative question, the nature of the damage. What is the nature
okay.
of the damage?
This is the difference between women and men. Women see a black streak.
Where's the alarm? What are you? Hey, did you lose your edge? Where's
no,
the alarm?
I'm waiting to see what he's going to say.
Doesn't matter what he's going to say. The statement itself is a misogyny alarm.
Women see a black streak across the side of a car and say, oh, I'm sure nail polish remover will take that out.
See, that's the real trip right there.
Men see a black streak on the side of a car. They said, well, that got carved into the paint. Now we've got to paint the side and the front bumper and probably the entire bumper so that all the paint matches.
Might need a new panel.
Yes.
Yes. Mm.
So how bad is it?
It's that bad.
No.
Well, somebody clearly was... I was at a stop. I was right, like I was legally in front of a stop sign on the right hand side. Somebody probably tried to creep around somebody because everybody's so in a rush around here because they gotta get to their 9 o'clock podcast. And
yeah, and we know you kill yourself to make it on time every day.
Said, he's kicking cobblestones loose.
They said, you age yourself every day trying to get here.
I'm sure I could squeeze by here. And Mike, I kid you not, I sat there and I said, God damn it, if this iPad's in my way when I sit down today, I'm going to throw it across the room. No, I knew not to park there. I knew not to park there, Mike, because I said some rube is going to run into me when they're trying to get around getting to work.
So did you get run into at your domicile or here at the office?
I got run into at my domicile.
May I see the note?
No. Yes.
I'd like to see the note.
Not put the name out. Do not put the number out.
Settle down.
May we say right out of the gate, that's an old thing that I think it's a tribute to this individual that hit your car that they actually left you a note.
Absolutely.
And did not leave the scene.
I think they left a note because that intersection is like Times Square for DC.
Yeah.
Like there was four witnesses and she knew she had to stop. Like she knew.
Judging from the Mike, judging from the handwriting, it looks like she might have been late for second grade. lot of inconsistent slanting in the letters.
Yes.
Let's call the number.
Good morning. Good morning.
There's such damage to my car. I would like to not make light of this right now.
No need to.
Yes. Right. So I'm going to go through all the area codes on my own and let you know if it's real.
Is it a dent or is it just a scuff?
It is.
That has to be buffed out. There's perhaps, no by a professional body.
Buffing buff out of this.
Car. Well, I'm pretty sure we can buff that out there.
I took pictures briefly because as she took pictures for her insurance company, this is because he said, she said, that old bit.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a deep scratch. I'm not letting somebody put in like a little paint, the pen. The pen.
Yeah.
Don't pull the pen out and throw that into my car, which I pay full price for.
Well, it's not like getting hit by a sneaker at 70 miles an hour like we did in South Carolina.
That's a scuff, though, right?
That's a scuff. It could have been a piece of tire. Carla said, what was that? I didn't even see it. All I heard was, pa-pa-pum-pa.
I appreciate the note. The note is skeptical because the note seems like, oh, my God.
You mean you're skeptical of the note or the note is sketchy?
The note is sketchy.
No, the note is skeptical, Mike. It's not believing a word we're saying.
Well, I'm sorry. The note is sketchy just like my English. Let me tell you.
Right.
That note was written in distress and under pressure.
Yes.
And that number may or may not get me a free pepperoni on Monday day, like on Monday. Like free pepperoni.
Let me see the side of my car. Oh, no. Oh, dear.
I swear it's going to be, it looked like just a scratch. I'm like, lady, I know how this goes. And then I'm going to walk in. My girl's going to be like, why'd you park there? And I'm like, leave me alone, everybody.
I think a lot of this is made better, though, because one of the last words in that note is apologies.
Yes.
That lets me know there's a want of feeling there.
My bad.
I think if it proves to be, it's a good person that did that.
Yeah.
You could easily, I mean, how many people in this room would actually hit somebody like that if they thought it was minimal damage? Wouldn't you just probably get in your car and go? Or would the fear of law enforcement require you to perhaps check in?
Too many cameras.
A lot of cameras.
I just have the fear of Fox 5 profiling me, being like, hit and run suspect. Do you know this man? And I'm there with my cargo shorts and plaid shirt. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, can't you just see Oscar being chased down the road by Holly Morris? Right.
Well, see, now that the first line of the week has popped into my head, I would say I wouldn't mess with Fox 5 at all because I've got it, Rob. I'll handle this one.
Okay.
I'll take it. I've got my dude shot right here. I'm good to go.
All right.
I'm ready. I'm all ready. I've been rehearsing. I've been rehearsing today.
Good.
Okay. So I don't think it's Fox 5 that would cover that because
we all know
that in the city of Washington, D.C., whenever there's a fender bender, Angie Goff gets pregnant again.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Very clever dinner. Appetizing food fitting neatly into interesting round pie.
It's a quiche.
How do you spell?
Well, you don't spell it, son. You eat it.
Dong has only been in our country a short time, Fred. I think we could all help him assimilate.
Oh.
Long Duck Dong is about your age, Sam. You two should have a lot to chat about.
I love a visiting with a grandma and a grandpa and writing letters to parents and pushing lawn mowing machines so grandpa's hyena don't get disturbed.
Hernia.
Oh, yes, indeedy. He does the dishes and helps with the laundry, you betcha.
May I be excused?
Where are you going?
I have a dance to go to at school. It's a very important dance. We're being graded on it for gym.
Wait a minute. I have a wonderful idea. Would you like to go to the dance with Sam? Get down.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the the Fiverr Studios, the nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. Hi, everybody.
Jungle Boogie.
Yeah, Jungle Boogie. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with the loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Updated now and get your show that you like all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And if you call on Wednesday, Wide Open Wednesday, it'll be marvelous. We'd love to speak with you because that's a better connection that I get through Washington, D.C. than I do on my my little main wooden phone up here. My moosh covered phone up here.
Oh, dear.
Thank
Mike.
You. Thank you all Language. Very much. I appreciate that. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Moose soup.
No, moose soup. It's not exactly what he said.
Come down for moose soup after.
Our program is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Here's a pro tip to make somebody's day and feel great while you do it. Just remember, predictability is boring.
Right.
Surprises are exciting. And as I mentioned before I took my break, I believe it is still birthday season.
It is.
And Pro Flowers makes it easy for you to surprise someone right now. How about today?
Yes.
For no reason. Say you've just wrapped up a vacation and you're feeling sluggish and you are depressed and you're slaying the dragon and you're back at work and you want to say, you know, do something for someone else.
Yeah.
And that will make you feel better. That's why today I am going to get Pro Flowers for Mrs. O'Mara because they make it easy for me to surprise her. They make it even easier with a special offer just for our listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show that loves Pro Flowers more than any show loves Pro Flowers. You can send them farm stand flowers. That's right. Send your special someone, be she a female or he a male. Send Pro Flowers and get 20% off this collection or any of their other unique exclusive bouquets of $29 or more. ProFlowers.com makes choosing the perfect surprise bouquet simple and quick. It might be an anniversary. It might be a birthday. It might be summertime.
Yeah.
Some summertime. Some summertime. And I missed Rob's summer montage, which
it's the best. Fourth of
we'll
July.
Get to that. The flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days of your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your unexpected surprise will arrive. ProFlowers gives you more bloom for your buck. Big, beautiful flowers with more stems for your money. Everything sounding okay?
Everything sounds great, Mike.
Yes.
To get 20% off your farm stand flowers or any other bouquet of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Check out. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. This is the time we listen, folks. You'll notice you don't hear me talking about Pro Flowers during this time of the year. Do you understand what that means?
Mm.
That means if the Mike O'Mara Show listeners respond en masse to this offer, you're going to make us look very,
yes.
very good.
Yes.
Okay? Please do that. ProFlowers.com, TMO, send flowers for no reason. And once again, let us know that you... I'd like the silliest reason. If you send us the silliest reason, yeah. we'll share it with our listening audience. Don't wait to make somebody's day. Go ahead and be unpredictable.
You know, I'm pleased you brought up my summertime montage because it actually, the 4th of July montage, I thought, you know what? We're running this on the Friday before the 4th. Mike's not going to be here. It's going to piss him off.
Uh-huh.
I actually was going to call you and request that you send that to me because down at that house, you've been there.
It is a tradition.
It is.
We don't have anything other than like a Bluetooth connection that I run through my phone. And I wanted to run that through, you know, on the 4th of July when I had everybody visit for the 4th. However, it was a tad problematic.
Oh.
The holiday. I might as well. Let me start with the negative because I think there were many positives. All right.
Please.
That's our motto around here. Let's start with the negative.
Let me start, because I will go in reverse. I will tell you about the evening of the 4th, because the day of the 4th with my cousin Ted and his family was spectacular.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, almost emotional. It was so
glorious.
Pleasant for me. It's where I, if you talk about the 4th of July, it is where I want to be.
Mm.
Of course.
In Bar Harbor.
It's gorgeous.
With my son, watching a parade, a great old-timey parade where they throw candy out. Not like the city of Manassas that went, oh, that could be a threat to the child's forehead. We're not going to throw candy out anymore.
And I know for a fact
they can't protect themselves. Jesus, what a soft country we've become.
It is not acceptable to rate relatives against each other because that's just not what you do. But I will say this. I am tremendously fond of your cousin Teddy.
Teddy is wonderful, and Teddy loves, Teddy and I are remarkably similar.
Yeah.
I think he loves this tradition. I love this tradition, and we headed over with his family and mine, and it was just a glorious day, and it is Americana. You know, I'll take away from the fact that the one thing that like made me take a step back is it was like voted best 4th of July celebration of towns across America.
Really?
And it probably is. Yeah, they've got the pancake breakfast. They've got the parade. They've got the fireworks at night.
The town looks like a Hollywood set.
It does.
When you step into Bar Harbor, it's almost like Disney, but it's a real place.
So like Jaws should be in the water.
Exactly.
About 7:45, we're over there, go over by water, come out. It was great. It was blissful. It was great. I'll tell you all about it later. The evening of the 4th, originally, I sent out an email to the whole damn family. Saying that I have our family home. I'm the caretaker for that week of the 4th. Come one, come all, come ahead. Please join.
Like Ellis Island.
We will have a great time.
Exactly.
We will join you for a cookout and a 4th of July traditional. Bring the kids, bring grandma, bring everybody, although there are no grandmas because we're basically grandma's age.
Yes.
As my cousin John said, when my mom passed away, God rest her soul, well, it's official. We're in the on-deck circle now. So that's the way it works. Although, if you stick around for news you may not need, there rarely is a story that jumps out at me more than the one I'm leaving with.
Really?
Anyway, I'm all over the place.
So
I'm just so
cell,
excited
Mike.
To be back.
Yeah.
So
front
excited
cell.
To be back. So here it is.
Value-added teaser.
We arrive. We discuss the arrangements.
Logistics.
Always.
My sister says when we arrive the week before the 4th, she says to me, well, why don't we do something on Saturday? Because your nephew is heading out on the 4th, and many people are, because of that horrible day for the 4th, to have
it's
it
Wednesday.
On a Tuesday. It was a Wednesday.
No, it's a Tuesday. The only
we came
day
back
that,
on Wednesday.
The only day that the 4th can be worse is if it falls on a Wednesday, which it does next year.
It's terrible
horrible.
To have
it's
it in
middle
of the
week.
Yeah.
Because the fact is that if you're not planning an entire vacation around the holiday, you're heading back to work the day after a major holiday, and
right.
It sucks. So a lot of people are up here and heading back that day, actually on the 4th, because they want to get back with the
sure.
traffic and everything. So I'm like, yeah, we'll do that. And she's like, and then we'll do a little something on the 4th itself for people that are up here. I'm like, that no problem. No problem at all. We'll do that. So we end up having a big shindig at our house Saturday night, and it
perfect.
Was great.
Oh,
and everybody
great.
Came,
yeah.
And I brought my grill down there, and I made hot dogs and hamburgers. I did all the cooking. There was music. It was fun. It was frivolity. It
the
was
weather,
great.
Everybody, fantastic, I'm certain.
The weather was great. It was just a good time. Was
classic clam bake.
So, yeah, it says what it is.
Then... it starts the week and I'm off and I'm really like relaxed and I'm chilling and I'm not planning anything.
No dogs.
I'm just no dogs. Oh my
it's
God. It's
best.
Bliss. Mm. It's fantastic. And then it became, we're sitting there and on Monday and I'm planning to have like my sister's family and then maybe some, a few other people to come over for maybe drinks. People will do their own dinner.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch the fireworks across the water. And that and it should be perfect, right?
Because you have a view of the Bar Harbor fireworks.
We always do, and people come to our front yard. You guys know where it is,
yeah.
And they watch across, and it couldn't
it's gorgeous.
Be more. It couldn't be more fun.
Glorious.
And so we're really 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 excited, and we plan on everybody coming by, and I say about 5 or 6, we'll probably fire up the bar and have everybody hang out, and maybe later. And then the night before, my sister informs me that she's got dinner plans, but they'll be here for the fireworks.
That's nice.
And then another person says to me, we'll be here. Could we come by to watch the fireworks? I'm saying, yeah, come ahead. We'd love
yes.
to do that. And then another couple says, well, we have nothing going on. I said, come over 5 or 6 o'clock, and then we'll have drinks and we'll watch the fireworks. So
Now, I know the sunrise is tremendously early up there. What time is
very early?
Nightfall. Nightfall.
9 o'clock.
Nine-ish?
I mean, it's a nine-ish is when.
Similar.
Yeah.
I think they schedule the fireworks to go off in Bar Harbor, Maine, at 9:15. I think that's when it's scheduled to go.
Mm-hmm.
And this falls into the category. You'll listen to what I just told you, right? No real big plans made.
No,
right?
Loosey but just goosey.
Come ahead.
Yeah.
So this falls into play later on. I'm going to throw myself under the bus here.
Okay.
But Carla and I and the little guy are sitting in that big house, and we're waiting. We start waiting at about 5 o'clock, and the clock begins to tick. Excuse me, that's not what I wanted to play. I'm terribly sorry. I apologize.
But a good reminder.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thanks, dude. anyway, so we begin the waiting game, and 5 o'clock, and suddenly I realize we start getting a little irritated because it becomes apparent to me that no one is going to come over and socialize with us. They're simply going to arrive to watch the big boom boom.
They want your real estate. That's all they want.
Yeah. They just want you for your land.
Yeah.
And then I pick a beverage of choice that I'm going to have for the evening on the 4th of July.
Oh, what could it be? Dealer's
You'll
choice.
Like this, Oscar. It's one of yours. It's one of your standards, except it's not Jack.
Mm.
It's a rum. I go with a rum and Coke.
Ooh.
Hey.
Rum and Diet Coke.
Nice. Little lime.
Mount Gay rum and Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah, that's Mount Gay.
Nice
it's
drink.
Your go-to.
It's a nice
drink. Circling back on life.
Mount Gay.
Remember
and
that.
And I'm starting at about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
This can't be
and
good.
Suddenly I'm realizing Carl and I start to go into a death spiral of negativity.
Because you're just waiting.
Well, it is the idea, as you know, about me being slighted. You know how paranoid I am up here. I'm paranoid about it in regular life.
Yeah, even
you
though
know
you're
I don't
on,
like to be slighted.
As you mentioned, you're on the batting circle of death up there, but you're still the baby.
I'm still the baby, and I still talk to a lot of backs up here. All right, like Rob to do a little mini playlet.
Oh,
you be me and say, "Hi Bob, how you doing?"
Okay, hi Bob, how you doing?
Good, good to see you. So I was saying, okay, it happens to me a lot.
I wish I got that.
And that happens a lot, Damone.
It does. And every time it sticks in my craw. So I'd had a few moments like this, okay, but I'd also had good moments. But the fact is, my sister made it indelibly clear that they were going to be coming by.
She said, we're coming
later.
For the boom boom. We're going
boom,
to dinner
boom.
Somewhere
the
else.
Fireworks?
Yeah.
I assume 7 or 8 people would arrive, all right?
Right.
Everybody. First of all, the couple that said they'd be there between 5 and 6, they get there at about 8 o'clock.
And no text, no call to warn you that they're going to be
just,
later.
It's just, we're sitting there for 3 hours.
On your
house
hands.
House sitting. Warming.
Yeah.
House warming.
Yeah.
Just keeping the seats hot while everybody can come over for the show at the house that Mike happens to be squatting in for the week, okay? And then I'm getting a little lubed up, and I'm getting a little more frustrated.
Are you stomping around the house?
No,
oh,
I'm chilling, but I'm just because once the guests arrive,
you know, even worse, he's simmering.
Yeah, he's simmering.
Simmering in the
simmering
backyard,
and suddenly
like a crock pot.
It's 8:15. Then it's 8:30. Not a soul. Then it's 8:45. Sun's going down. Getting dark. 9 o'clock, and I'm slowly turning into Bruce Dern. Then the sun goes down. And I notice there's no one even in the house at this hour.
Is little Michael so tuckered out from everybody not coming that
he has to go
to bed? We have a
couple of sparklers. We have a couple of sparklers for him, and he's doing that. 9:10, the first douches arrive.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Douche canoes.
The first people that are like, oh, okay, hi, we're here.
You hear the gravel in the driveway?
We've done everything we've done. Let me go and see the little boy's house and watch the boom boom and go home. I'm pissed. We've moved chairs over to get around to get a better view of the fireworks, right? And I'm sitting in one of these chairs. So the first people arrive, 9:10. My sister rolls in at like 9:20. And the first fireworks are going off. Then some other people that
the fireworks were allowed to
over.
Start before Kathy was there.
And then they go, these other people, hello, hi, here we are. And then I'm pissed. And then the mosquitoes arrive right after that, right? And so the mosquito. And I said, I go look at Carla, and I said, Carla, I'm going to bed. And I went to bed.
Wow.
I went upstairs. F them. That's what I texted Carla. It's right here. I could show it
with
to
a
you.
Full house with the people still
At your house?
Congregated at the yard?
People that arrived at 10 after 9, and I've been housewarming all day. I didn't expect dinner. I didn't say, but come by and have a cocktail.
Yeah, be sociable.
Before you can enjoy my beautiful view.
Yeah, that's the price you pay.
And so, did I overreact?
I don't
perhaps.
Know.
Perhaps. Perhaps I did. You know? Perhaps I overreacted a little bit.
You know, but anyway, as you remember, I had a rotten fourth too, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't abandon family
now,
and go to
now.
Bed. No,
hold on. But I should tell people that Carla was equally a little bit peeved because it was like we didn't expect an evening, but we expected people to come by for a drink or two.
Who
before
made the plans?
The fireworks.
Whoever made the plans is at fault here. Who laid out that groundwork?
Look, I think I'm at fault. I think I'm at fault. I
but
think I'm at
in
fault.
In retrospect,
because I
that doesn't.
It.
But that doesn't change what happened day of.
I was a little bit at fault here, but the fact is, at this point, I'm like, oh, so you know, you arrive at dark, you know, and then I go up to bed, and people are making a racket. Carla comes up, and she's like, well, everybody's having a good time now. I said, yeah, they've all had their dinner
two.
And they've all had their fun.
Can you imagine? Yeah,
we were the paranoia twins. We were. We were the paranoia
twins. Was it
twins,
implied
Oscar.
That everyone was having a good time because you left?
No.
I'm just making sure.
They're having a good time on their own terms.
Exactly.
I'm not even sure I saw everybody that arrived. It was just like, oh, here we are. We've done our thing.
They treated
we're
your
going
home,
to
someone- Mike.
Oh, no. I should point out. That my sister's gone to a private party that she was invited to.
Yes.
My cousin's gone to a private party
okay.
that he was invited to. And meanwhile, we're over here. Oh, we'll just dust off the seats. So
you're
you can
the
see
leavings.
Your ass down and watch
you're
the fireworks.
You're the leavings.
No, you know what they are? Yeah. They're using the house that you prepared as a gathering point. They're just using it as a facility.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they're all kind of ramped
you're
up.
Parks and Rec.
And I go to bed. And then Carla comes up and I said, she said, everybody's here having a great time. Well, the fact is, I said, honey, whilst I am in this residence for this particular week, make no mistake about it, you are the lady of the house.
Yes.
You are the lady. You are the lady of the house. And I said, and you have every right to shoo them away. I said, you've got a 3-year-old who just went up to bed.
Yep.
They're making a racket. They're laughing right outside his window. And I'm like, it might have sounded more like this. Oscar's got his head in his hands. It might have sounded more like this. Tell them to go home. So Carla shooed them all away.
Did the laughing?
Oh, no. My lady said, hey, this was the quote that she gave me. I wasn't down there for you. She
right.
said, hey, it's great to see you all. I hope you enjoy the fireworks, but we've got a 3-year-old here. It's time to say goodnight. Sorry. And shooed them all away.
Well
and
handled.
I was so
well
proud of her. I was so proud of her. And then the next day, I spoke to my sister about it, and I was still kind of in that mode, and I was just like, rah, 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 rah. And I realized that evening that what a bitcher I sounded like, and I ended up writing like a lengthy apology email to my sister about it because there was really no it was pretty clear to me that we didn't make any real big formal plans, but we felt slighted to
yes.
a certain degree,
yes.
and we probably, and my reaction to the slight was overwhelmed. And now I'm going to button this all up by telling you that we came to the conclusion I had forgotten to mentally prepare myself for this place. I'd forgotten to steel myself against the fact that
you're from away.
That I'm no,
but it's not
no,
that.
That's other people. That's everybody.
Sorry.
That's summer people. That's summer people and locals. I had forgotten to steel myself for the lack of, I don't want to call it respect, but the fact that everybody kind of knows each other for decades up here, and I just haven't spent a lot of time up here, and I have to kind of emotionally prepare myself for that. And
you can't break out of the form that you're in for the last 50 years.
Yeah. And you're still getting to know people.
The long and short of it is I can't rely on other people to for my own happiness up here. I have to do my own thing. And that's what I've and that's what I'm doing
when
right
the
now
people,
because
when they were
but
laughing
I forgot about that. I forgot. Hold on a second. I have to say this.
Okay.
Let him say it.
This will probably bite me in the ass.
No.
Yes.
I forgot the one important fact that I have to move away from, that so many people up here are dicks. Oh. And I forgot the fact that I have to be I can't let the dickishness or the clickiness or all that bother me. I have to live my life.
Can
and
I ask you a question?
Probably, yes, go ahead. Yes.
This is a similar.
Don't hurt me.
This is a.
I'm back with my in the bosom of my family now.
The email
is what's important to me.
Everything.
This and is by a, the way. By the way, it would have been. It would have been okay if I had my two compadres at that house. Would have been nice to have the two godparents there. That's just. I'm just saying that. I know it's an effort, but. Please, in the next, give me
I would
a
love to
window.
Come back up.
I would too.
Thank you.
I actually
very much.
Missed it when I saw pictures just, that Carlos was posting. I was like, yeah, we
that, that you know, with all due respect, and I hate to give Oscar and Rob credit, I really do. I hate to do that, but the fact is, probably the best damn 4th of July celebration.
We're great buffers, Mike. We're great buffers.
Yeah.
We're great buffers.
Probably the greatest we ever had.
And I didn't show up till 9:15.
Can I add just one anecdote?
Go ahead.
A footer, maybe. That's better. You can tell me, Rob.
Okay, man. It's a footer.
The same conversation where about people being dicks and people excluding and people shunning has had been had about the town of Manassas or the city of Manassas. It's
You're
been
right.
had about Cocoonville in Florida.
You're right.
And now
You're
it's
right.
being, it's what me. Is the common denominator?
Me. It's me. It's me. It's me, it's me, it's me, it's me.
But you have always been embraced in Washington, D.C.
Yes, you're loved.
We love you. You are beloved.
Mike. Thank you. And I'm the people that are listening to this right now, they're okay, too. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun.
Wants 4th of July next year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, thank you. We'll be right back, everybody. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here it is.
Okay.
Plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. You can eat. I'm sorry. No. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything. We have so much traffic with mail with the Mike O'Mara Show. It benefits us
this
totally.
This is on-demand postage.
You do it yourself.
It's the greatest. Domestic or international, just click print mail. You're done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. Easy to create your Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That is Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. So, thank you. You know what? You're absolutely right, Oscar. I will tell
it's
you.
It's great for the show, Mike.
I understand it. It's terrible, though. It's terrible for me. It's terrible to feel that way. But when I got to the, first of all, I'm the one that apologized.
You
I'm
did your part.
You did.
You did your part.
My sister and my brother-in-law, in my opinion, I would never say this to their face, but I would say it on the radio.
Yeah.
They could not have been nicer. They could have not have been more inclusive.
I love you, man.
Cool. And let me, you know, and they moved on from that. We were with them last night. It was great.
You can shake it off. If you can shake it off with family, you know you've got a good family.
Good family. And you know what? You had a great day. The problem with 4th of July most of the time is that it's all building up to dark. And, you know, you start the day and it all is focused on 9:15 that night.
Yeah.
And the fact that you got something good in during the day, that's a major
and during
win.
The week, it's the worst.
Oh, the worst.
Worst
it's
hangover
terrible.
Ever.
But the thing, the worst hangover for me might have been yesterday, because on the flip side, my next door neighbors, we had nothing planned on Saturday. We just came home and we were just chilling. I said, "Do you want to have a little toddy out on the back deck?" And once again, after giving myself the lecture of not caring about what other people think, mm-hmm. I hear that they're having a little celebration next door.
Wow.
Now, they're much younger than I am, and probably much younger than Carla, too. This is a young couple, but they've got a little
toddlers?
Kid. And,
no, in their 20s. Late 20s.
They're in their 20s. Okay. And they've got a little kid over there, and we've taken Michael over there, and they're really sweet people, nice mm-hmm. people. And so, but
not
I'm
dicks,
not
then.
Well, no, I have actually moseyed over there a couple of times, and we've had them over for like a birthday thing.
That's
for
sweet.
Michael. But I'm sitting on the patio, and make no mistake, as I'm sitting there, we got a little fire going on the porch, and I am waiting for, I'm just staring over there. Almost, Carla says to me, "What are you doing?" So I'm just looking, and you're hearing this, like somebody sitting out on a
right.
on a patio enjoying some sort of game. That's what it sounded like to me.
It's tragic. It's like the Great Gatsby, you staring across the sound.
Exactly
what's happening
right.
over there?
To East Egg.
Yeah.
Not West Egg.
So I'm sitting there, but I'm not right? saying anything because I don't want to appear overeager, and I don't want to be like the lonely neighbor. But it's just Carla and me.
And it's not,
but you don't want to be needy either.
And you don't have a mosey over relationship yet where you could just drop in.
Right. That, yeah. Well, it's also the age group, and I don't want to infringe, okay? Because, I mean, I'm kind of like...
You're the coolest 58-year-old I know, bar none.
It's funny you bring that up, because that comes into play later.
Because I
think you're spot on. Anyway, so...
I mean, you are.
So, the bottom line is, suddenly he comes over, and we're really close by, and we look across the lawn, and he goes, "You need a bug lamp over there?" And a big smile on his face, and I'm like... And I'm suddenly... How are you? How have you been? How's it going? We're here. We're up here. I love you. I love you. Oh, yes. And then out of that came like, I said, "Well, why don't you stop by? We're having some beers." I said, "Okay." And I said, "Carla, get him dressed. Get over there right now." And we go over and they're playing. It's the young guy with even younger guys
right.
that are his workers that work for him. He does a roofing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing dice. Which was just sitting there, and they're like dollar bills on the top, and there's
like
beer.
Shooting craps, or is it a different variety of dice? I don't know about.
They sat. Look at how curious Rob gets.
Oh, yeah.
Rob.
I'm licking my lips
player.
Like Phil Silvers. What are they doing?
Games of chance.
They've all get piles of money, and you go around and you roll. If you roll a seven, and it goes around the whole circle without hitting a seven, you win. But if you roll an 11, you win automatically.
Oh, so it's a variant on craps.
Variant on craft.
Snake
and
eye.
There's beer.
Box cars.
Carla. And
Bongo.
And here's the cool thing. Here's the cool thing. The women folk are in the backyard with the kids. This is happening out on the front lawn.
The little fillies.
Oh, my God. I was there. And then we were there all evening long. And I mean,
do you still own your home?
The bottom line is I woke up on Sunday morning and so I said, "That was fun." And I said to Carla,
"Hey, Mike.
I don't feel particularly well.
Do you carry a lot of ones on you?
Like, I had enough ones to make it. I probably lost about $20.
Yeah.
Not bad for an evening.
I probably lost about $20, but had a blast. And so the week.
A lot of IOUs in the pile.
The vacation week ended.
Hey, Vito, help Mike find his wallet.
He was I want to say the average age was early 20s.
That's awesome.
You fit right in.
Makes you feel young again.
I don't know what it says about me, but I fit in too well. I truly did. I mean, it was laughing and all that, and there was just we didn't miss a beat. So it was spectacular. It was
that
great.
Is great.
So it's the good, it's the bad, it's the yin, the yang, the...
And there you have the thing. Facts of life.
Hey, will you have more more get-togethers with this youngster with the roofing company?
We always manage to be, but it's always casual like that. And I think Carla and his wife, they get together, with me, with the guy. He's a hardworking guy, and he's got his schedule, and I've got mine. So, no, it's very cool. It's very, very cool. But I'm here to tell you that I have to work on just being cool and not
letting
being,
things just rolling with it. Just seeing,
not being, you know how needy I am. And I'm super needy, and I have to be less needy because I love being here. just in this environment, and I love watching my son in this environment, and you know, it's A-okay. And then the only other thing that matters to me is making sure that everything works with this little enterprise, and that's what I care about, you know. And I ignore little facts like Pet Sematary has a documentary on the making of Pet Sematary, and they made Pet Sematary like a million years ago down the road, and they've got a documentary about it. I didn't know it was that much of a cult classic that they have.
Definitely one of Fred Gwynn's top five.
Makes me want to watch it again.
Yeah,
though I've seen it multiple times growing up, just to put like the reference point to the house.
I remember seeing it in college, and the guy who is the romantic lead,
yes,
played Elvis in a made-for-TV movie.
See, that's where you lost me.
The thing is it was fun to imagine Elvis.
And I happen to know that fact that the guy was the lead in it. He's not the romantic lead. He's the lead.
The lead. But I mean, not. I would say that
for Rob, it was romantic.
Well, for me, it was because he looked like Elvis.
He's the star character.
Get your hand out of your pants, Mr. Spiewak.
He's the centerpiece of the book. Center character in the book.
And
like a lot of protagonists in the book, male protagonists in Stephen King novels.
But it was so great imagining Elvis. The dog came back. The dog is all messed up, man. That is one messed up dog.
By the way, if you happen to go back and watch that, what's it, an 80s movie?
It would have been out in 89, I think, 89 or 89? 90. Yeah.
If you watch that movie, you'll know that the pathway that goes to the cemetery actually leads down to the water. I happen to know that fact.
Really?
But I'm going to watch the documentary about the making of it. Apparently, there are a lot of stories, a lot of backstories, and then there are a lot of people that still keep this movie alive, apparently. I didn't know that, but I'll look into it.
It's like Goonies house, Mike.
In your area, is there like stories of ghosts and hauntings? Because it's an old, old area.
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, I have one from my own home, but other than that, not really.
There probably is a Bar Harbor ghost tour. Yesterday, Chan and I were walking to see Spider-Man, and we saw, I would say, 30 people at the corner of our street. And they weren't writing
notes. They all hit his car.
They weren't writing notes saying they just hit our car. They're there for a Georgetown ghost tour. And I said, when did this become a business?
I don't know. Carrie and I have done two ghost tours, and we love them.
Right?
Yeah,
they look like
Savannah,
they're having a blast, these
and
kids.
Williams, Mike, you could do a ghost tour for Hancock and make it up.
By the way, you've heard the story about ghosts. Every time an American sees a ghost, Joe Artinger has a Bud Light. Sorry, that's the second. Is that like the second one we've made for
nice callback?
Like a month time,
maybe. Thank could be.
We will take a break, and you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to be back, everybody. More fun, and more thrills coming up on the big show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. This week, we face one of my biggest fears by doing an all-question show. I hope you enjoy, because I certainly didn't.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. If you already subscribed to the TMOS bonus show, you can zone out for a few seconds, because I'm not talking to you. Relax. I'm talking to the freeloading...
What?
All right, I didn't know you were red. I forget you write new copy when I'm gone. I'm talking to the freeloading, mooching parasites. I'm talking to the freeloading, mooching parasites that are listening to this show, but don't subscribe to the bonus show. Don't let my laughing confuse you.
No.
I mean it. He wrote it. Did you know that the bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth? If you just take the regular show and take and take and take and take, you should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you?
How dare you, Mr. President?
Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. All bets are off. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. And I thank you. Okay, I teased this with the boys before we started. And by the way, we're going to get back to our normal rhythm, and everybody's going to be flapping their gums. But just allow me this one show to come back and kind of get it all off my chest.
You have things to say.
Before the show, I said to Rob and Oscar, I said, there are so many people that look like this person in where we live up here in Maine. There are so many people that look exactly like this. And Rob said, let me write it down and I will guess when you start. The point is, I've seen this person in restaurants. I've seen this person... at the parade. I've seen this person. I've seen this person at the gas stations.
Sure.
I've seen this person everywhere I go, inside of cars, outside of cars. But this person exists everywhere. And Rob, you said you would write it down.
I did. And Oscar, will you please?
I have not looked.
Mike, Oscar holds it in his hand. So I think what you need to do is make your reveal and then see if Oscar matches.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still memorizing my board here. So right. I've got to.
This drum roll will build a lot
drum
of excitement.
Roll.
Drama.
Let me tell you.
I'm finding
is it a timpani?
I have to find the timpani, right? But I don't.
Do you remember when we gave Oscar the sheet of the top five records in America and he said, at number five, timpani? I said, no, the timpani is actually
I was
part
reading
of
the teleprompter. Leave me alone.
No, let me see if I can find it.
That's a jerk.
F you, Sacramento.
That's not the one I wanted here. No.
Flintstones door knock.
Oh, keep going. This is fun.
Love it.
Hold on.
Give me another.
Ooh, Jerry Springer cheer.
La Cucaracha. No, that's
Oscar's family reunion.
Speedy Gonzalez. How dare you?
Rude.
That was rude.
How rude. Thank you.
Loser horns.
I don't have it. I don't know where the hell it is. I'll find it an hour after the show.
You don't have a timpani with your thousands of sounds.
I do have a timpani.
We're not doing anything without one.
Oh, now you're gonna play hardball.
Yes.
Hey, I got plenty of songs though that I put on these iPads. Hope you're enjoying this. Monday back from the holiday, everybody.
I think I'm gonna get an iPad. Just for these reasons.
You had one, you just yelled about it.
Yeah, no. That's not hooked up.
I see.
Hey, that'd be beautiful redundancy.
Yes, Mike. I will boom right here, and then you guys will take it away because I'll be
pushing
too much.
Let me set it up once again.
All right.
You are looking live, ladies and gentlemen, at the beautiful Maine coastline, where a particular look of a particular individual permeates the entire atmosphere. Yes, it's a beautiful place to be, and this individual can be seen in every nook and every cranny, in the cars, in the restaurants. Talk about this particular.
Are you ready for your reveal, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. Who did you say?
Well, you have to reveal first, so Oscar can match.
Yeah, you reveal, and then I'll match.
Everybody in this part of Maine looks exactly like Rofo.
Oh! Wow!
Sorry, Jerry, we don't have a match.
Everybody I went with Joe like Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger
was the answer.
That would be the third time he made it into the show.
But you know what? I apologize.
You're obsessed, Rob.
I don't think I'm obsessed. I just think it was a wise guess, is all.
Rofo, mean a slightly doughy former linebacker.
Balding.
Wide. Charming.
So charming. Salt of the earth, right?
That's when we went to the parade in Bar Harbor, not only did we see the brilliant Timbertina, but we also saw
Tina Shear.
This guy is like dressed in a medieval, like a really hack medieval, like got baggy shirts out of his closet and then put some like work boots on and tucked them in.
No.
And then he's wearing like a big sash and he goes, "Do you like fighting?"
wow.
And I said, "Hey, it's Rofo again." It's Rofo. And then
he went and bought lobster ice cream.
A lot of LARPers.
Then we went to the local restaurant, like the cheap one, and we went in and he was the host. It's like, "Table for two?" I said, "Yes, Rofo. I'll have a table for two."
Is it possibly the same guy? He just gets around?
Yeah.
No. I can be specific in my tribal versions of Rofos. I can tell the different Rofos. The different Rofo tribes.
May I ask?
There's the black-haired Rofo tribe. There's the brown-haired Rofo tribe. And there's the redhead Rofo tribe.
Oh, and they're the most powerful, aren't they?
And then you have the different degrees of facial hair. If you want to call it facial hair. It's more like fuzz on a peach. That's what it is.
Are there any older Rofos?
Yes. Yes, they're
like
many
look into his future?
Well, the really older Rofos look like they're close to like buying a farm. You know, because you got like a stomach down to the knees.
Mike, Rofo was here, I think, this past Thursday.
Yes.
And he was here just to briefly edit for Tony Perkins, but he was just literally just in studio.
Right.
And the Skype was up and down, like we were testing something.
Yeah.
And he looked back and he saw the image that the Skype portrays from your vantage point. When you look, like right now, you're looking at Mac's head, right?
Right, right, exactly.
And Rofo said, "Oh no, it's over." And I was like, "Are you okay?" Like in a real, like, it sounds so sad.
Yeah.
And I said, "Are you
despondent.
Okay?"
Despondent.
And I was looking at his phone.
Really got a look at his the back of his head?
That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. He said, he goes, that's it. I'm bald. I got to shave it off soon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I tried to console him.
Your boy could tell you the story about denial with that. Do you remember your denial?
Well,
how long did your denial last on your bald spot?
I do think that for a while it was valid, but then I eventually had to give it up. Because when you wear your hair, I hate to trot this again, but when you wear your hair in a flat top, your head is not actually flat. What happens is the hair is cut marvelously short in the middle, and then it gets longer and longer as it goes out, right? Well, the problem was is when I was wearing a flat top is when I was announcing for the Redskins, so 90,000 people could look down.
Yeah, look straight down on his big balding head.
Yeah, and that short hair got thinner and thinner and thinner. For a while, it was a valid denial, but now I've given up on it. There's none, and that's why I eventually cut off the long hair because there's nothing sadder.
Well, that's what Rolfo's got that monk haircut where you've got like you would see
Friar Tuck,
Friar Tuck, where you've got the hair all the way around. Yeah.
By the way, if I begin to lose more of my hair, I will be going shorter and shorter. Mm. There's no other way.
We're all
going to
get there eventually.
But the thing is, I think that's the way to go. I think that's the way to go, that you cut it short like Rob does when you're going to lose it. Speaking of Rob, many, many interesting posts while I was on vacation. The post of you with your shoulder-length hair with your son.
Yeah, well, that was mostly about Robert was so cute there and so
he was adorable.
Looked so different than he does now with his pink skater boy haircut. So I mean,
and mascara.
Will you post a picture of him sometime? I'd like to see what he looks like.
I will. You know what? I'll send you one right now. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
send me a picture right now, Rob. The other thing you did is that a siren outside?
Oh, it is. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, it's the fashion
hot
police
and heavy these days.
Coming
hot
for Mac.
How do I know connectivity? Oh, that's right. Now you know what? I started to get paranoid, and I just started about think about the other thing.
Yeah.
The studio we're in.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it with all the other issues.
No update, Mike. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. Oscar also knows to say that to me. So we continue with the show. Hey, so the other thing I was going to say, Rob, how drunk were you when you posted on Facebook that you used to forge none of my names on a signature?
Oh, you know what? That actually was a topic.
Oh, it
came up on the show.
It organically came up.
Yeah.
Because Dak Prescott is being accused. Is it Dak Prescott?
That's the name,
Quarterback for the Cowboys?
Yes. He's being accused of essentially doing an autograph machine for his collectibles side of his name brand and this company. They're saying there's no way that he signed these. They're too perfect.
And that led into Liddy's auto pen.
Yes.
Liddy's auto pen.
Liddy had an auto pen. Apparently got so shamed it went back to the producer's house where there would be auto pen.
Remember, he used to hide at John Pop's apartment.
The thing about it is, let me ask this, though. I would imagine most football players, like a Peyton Manning, Tony Romo, the big... I would think they'd almost have to have
that. That's the problem, Mike, because they get paid big dollars to autograph for certified autographs.
These are certified deals. Yeah, this isn't just like a baseball card that you get in a pack. Like,
but if you have an auto pen, it's a hand... I mean,
it's legal,
you know what I mean?
But it's not certified.
It's not like silkscreened on there. There's actually a device that...
That's right.
But if you,
Liddy's secretary has to hit the pedal.
If you spent, I would say $100 on a collectible football card, and you expected a real signature, and then they found out it wasn't, that's a huge liability for both parties.
Yeah, and what brought it up on Facebook, and I don't think it was alcohol fueled. A guy posted a picture of you guys because it came up that I used to do signatures for you as well.
Yeah, he was your auto pen,
and I said I can verify that I signed that, and then it occurred to me one really drunken night, like vomit drunk.
I knew
like,
you were loaded.
But no, this was the...
This is when it happened, when he was signing.
I wasn't drunk when I posted this, that when you got your pictures on the Palm in New York, the Palm 2 in New York City, I signed your pictures on the wall at the Palm. As you... Oh, God. I will say this, and I've never said this...
Publicly.
That night, I threw up more lobster than most people can afford to eat.
Oh, God.
I was throwing back vodka.
And you're still fat.
Yes, I know. I was able to keep the olives down.
All right, we have one more minute before we have to go to break, and I have to... Mac, can you stand up, please, so I can see your school outfit?
That's got to be your show pick.
Yeah. Hey, Mac, do you think you can move those cuffs up one more?
Mac looks like he's straight off the set of... I wouldn't even say...
He's
Office Space or Revenge of the Nerds. Nice pull.
Yeah.
But he has
did you mug an insurance salesman from 1972 to get that tie? I'm just curious about that.
It's whose?
My dad's.
It's your father's.
Dad's tie.
It's your dad's
yeah,
tie.
Your father's tie.
How old is your father?
I think he's 58.
Mm. Yeah, same age.
Did his mother get that tie at his baby shower?
Quite possible.
Mike, they're accountants, Mike. They don't need any flash or dash. They just need utility.
Mac, let me offer this. You look nice. And your coordinated colors.
You're like an attractive young man. I don't know how that just came out.
You need to knock those cuffs down two notches. Okay. They need to be below. And it's okay to cuff a shirt. It looks nice and it makes you look business, but it really should be below the elbow. Otherwise, you're essentially
wearing
a
shirt. You look STD free.
Well,
you know what? I totally agree with Rob.
That's a lock.
Bring the cup. Bring the rolled up shirt down below the elbow, so it looks like you're maybe dressed up, but you're getting some work done.
Like, remember when Peter Jennings would really cover a big news story?
I'm gonna go the other way.
Peter Jennings.
Because we're telling him to look normal. Do this, Mac.
Yes.
Roll them up as high. Roll them up. This is for the TV viewers right
yes.
now. Roll them up as high as you can. Roll them up as high as you can. Seriously, keep rolling. Keep rolling and go to work this way.
Yeah. Let's see some underarm hair.
Yeah.
Hey, Pony, you have a pack of smokes he can tuck in?
Rob and I are on the same page as Peggy says.
You're wearing an undershirt. Look at you. You're all grown up.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have white socks or black socks?
Yeah, are you wearing
black
hard
pants?
Shoes?
Black socks.
God. Oh, good man.
Let's see your shirt.
Forget it. Sit down. We got a break. All right. Thank you very much. Go to the lake. Oh, my God. There he goes.
He's kept the job for 2 weeks, Mike.
That's right.
This is a nice run.
Yeah, and nobody was faster rolling those sleeves up. I swear to God, it was like he was trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube. we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm going to be Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary, do you know what this means? Quiero desenandre. Let mente y firma. Las paredes de tu laberinto.
Yeah, I do know what it means. And you know what? At least ask me if I want to go to a movie.
We speak Spanish on this week's episode of the show. We talk about the great, exciting song Despacito.
Great song.
And we hear the end of the Great Gatsby story.
You know, you must think I'm a cheap date or something, you know?
Oh, Consuelo Mariachi, soy hombre de espíritu. Anyway, check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
He's a news anchor.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial, we love them. They're our neighbors here, and right now interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there, and they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone great at getting you financed, they are wonderful to deal with. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. According to a new study out of Sweden, I told you I would lead with this.
Sweden!
Men who date or marry younger women live longer.
Because we have to.
Than men whose partners are around their own age. Unfortunately, the same isn't true for women. They found that when women marry men who are younger, it doesn't help them to live any longer.
Tough luck, Carrie! She's old. She's like Mrs. Robinson old. She's a lot older, significantly older than me.
The researchers think the reason for the difference is that men thrive off the energy and support from a younger wife. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mike.
You're like Zelig.
Thank you very much. Zelig. Yeah. Kala collected Mike again. This time was 1930s. You can see behind Hitler, there's Mike O'Meara. But sadly, women are, Rob likes the Zelig impression. Sadly, women are usually less reliant on getting support in a marriage, so a younger husband's energy doesn't really help them. And how many younger husbands really have energy anyway?
I don't know. Carrie, take a nap.
Come on. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Shia LaBeouf was arrested for public drunkenness over the weekend. Did you hear this one?
Yes, actually, we broke the story on Cake and Cookies. He was arrested in Savannah.
Yeah, it happened in Georgia, where he's filming a movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon at around 4 a.m. Saturday morning. I didn't know. Was it in Savannah that it happened?
Yeah, it was. It was in Savannah.
Shia asked someone for a cigarette when they refused. Police say he started, quote, using profanities and vulgar language in front of the women and children that were present. A cop tried to calm him down, but Shia continued being aggressive. Then he ran into a nearby hotel when he was arrested in the lobby. Charges of disorderly conduct, obstruction, and public drunkenness. He was released on $7,000.
None of this would have happened if Pony would have just given him that cigarette.
Well,
it's a shame. What a shame. Ben Affleck has a girlfriend. Have you seen a picture of this this lovely lady?
I've eyeballed her, Mike.
Mm.
Just for show prep.
She's
stay culturally illiterate.
Look. You want Ben Affleck, if he's going to cheat on Jennifer Garner, you know, if he's going to do that, if he's going to ruin his family.
Right.
I mean, you're only as faithful as your options, right?
Right.
If he's going to leave, he should go after one of the angels that are on the runway for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Is she a Garner-esque beauty?
No.
No.
He went after some plain...
No, she's not even Garner-esque.
Look, I know that a sense of humor can be sexy, but it doesn't work for women, all right? You got to look hot, and you got to be funny. This woman is a producer for SNL. I'm sure she's very sweet. But when I saw the gargoyle he's now dating, I was upset for him.
She is a producer
on Saturday Night Live. I met her on the wall of the National Cathedral.
A source told E, it's in the early stages. There are also rumors that Ben started messing around with Lindsay 3 years ago while he was still with Jennifer Garner. Oh, come on.
She looks like she could keep a secret.
And she was married too, and this is what ended both marriages. That's what the rumors are.
Yeah, I'm sure she keep a secret because there's no gossip at Saturday Night Live.
Other sources say that while they've been friends for years, they only started dating 3 months ago after they were both separated. Sounds like Jennifer is fine with it because she knew about it when Ben took the kids on vacation to the Caribbean with her over the 4th of July. I am a huge Jennifer Garner fan. Yeah. I think Jennifer Garner is the classic girl next door sexy mama, and I think she
is she
you never know, Oscar.
You know because originally he had left her for the nanny, and I was like, cliche, but the nanny's pretty hot.
Yeah, she could be Mike, a bitch on
counterpoint
wheels.
Counterpoint to Mr. Santana. Let's see. Oh god.
Oh no,
it's the big one.
Oh, it's the Mount Gay rum.
No, I just, I'm over the thing. I hacked my way through the vacation. It looks like whatever shame McDonald's felt after Super Size Me is totally gone because they're back to loading up their menu with epic junk food. A bunch of Mickey D's in the Midwest have started testing bacon cheese fries.
Oh, yeah.
Standard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a big deal to me. They cost $4. You get a pretty big portion that's supposed to be for two people.
Nah.
But come on, who's really sharing? All right,
fellas? Of course.
I haven't stepped into McDonald's in, I would say, months. I've eaten McDonald's probably last week, but I haven't stepped in because you get a drive-thru, right?
Right.
Yeah. I walked in yesterday to the Tyson's Corner McDonald's, and they had this little kiosk, which is now like the ordering vending machine for McDonald's.
Yeah.
Really?
And I said, he goes, sorry, you can just choose right here. And I said, I don't have to talk to anybody. He's like, nope. Beep, boop, boop, bop. They bring it to your table. They gave me a number like a restaurant and brought it to my table.
Like in the mall?
No, in a proper like brick and mortar McDonald's. And
you
he
just
said,
press buttons? Oh, I love that.
And he goes, and sir, next time, maybe you want to order ahead with our app. And I said, like Starbucks? He said, exactly like Starbucks.
Wow.
I'm all in on that. Yeah. They got to do that.
You don't have to deal with
truly
anybody.
Fast food.
It's faster food.
There's no word on whether the bacon cheese fries will go nationwide. $4, they're the McDonald's fries with all that good stuff.
I'm curious what kind of cheese they'll use. If it will be like a shredded that they rely on the fries to melt, or like the pump cheese.
It's brie.
In case you're wondering. What cheese shall be on?
Tasty,
since we're on a fast food kick right now, Chick-fil-A is running their annual promotion tomorrow. Where that sounded old, even though I did it very quickly.
Hey, that outfit!
Since we're on a fast food click, Chick, here. What's your kick? Fast food? Chick-fil-A is running their annual promotion tomorrow where anyone who dresses like a cow gets a free sandwich. If you don't have...
Or looks Mac. Like one.
Hey,
hey, how dare you? How dare you?
That was preemptive.
Hey, you. Mac? Mac, do you think Elsie might be going to the computer store tomorrow? Get a free sandwich at Chick-fil-A. If you don't have a cow costume lying around the house, they say you'll also be eligible if you are, quote, sporting a cow-spotted accessory.
Oh, like a Stetson.
Or a handbag.
Or my melanoma.
Here's my
all
phone.
I have to say... you know, regarding the Mike O'Mara show, is this is O'Brien? Anyway, see if we can get him
out. Or Dan.
Hey, I'm dressed Sammy. As a cow, and I appreciate that.
And finally, now a little something, something. A guy went into a Walgreens in Edmond, Oklahoma last week with his motorcycle helmet covering his face. And he was focused on stealing one specific item, the morning after pill. Yeah.
Oh,
as he was as he was shoving three morning after pills in his bag, the manager saw him. Well, they're pills. How do you?
Are they just the? But it's the a big box. Big box. Pills?
I think
big
you box. Probably buy yeah. one at a time. Yeah, yeah, if you have to buy like a Costco sized yeah. box of morning right. after pills, you got a problem.
Yeah, you're
lady.
Doing it wrong.
Is it like? Is it? Are you 40 or are you 44 or something like that?
You ask me. Are you 46? And I'll say yes.
Like
no.
you don't know.
No,
anyway,
no,
the
man.
Manager. The manager yeah, saw him, and when the manager went over to confront the guy, he pulled a gun.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh no.
I would say he pulled out a gun, but I don't know if that phrase is in his vocabulary. Am I right, ladies? He took off on a motorcycle, which, in addition to armed robbery, is also something he'd probably want to consider giving up if he became a dad. The cops are trying to track him down. Well, I've got advice for the law enforcement officers. Just keep the eyes peeled for the lucky lady. That's what I would say. We'll take a break. Come back with the... you got your little sounds over my vacation? You still grow them?
What I did, Mike, is I had a couple extra for the weekend, and I wrapped them in foil.
That's so exciting. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Pony Boy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up, everybody. Tomorrow is Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, it actually starts 9 p.m. tonight. Turns
tonight,
out.
Tonight, 9 p.m. Amazon. I might be taking advantage
do
of
it.
That.
Yeah. It's Michael's America's garage sale.
Like in a week. The biggest day of the year for Amazon deals. Everyone and their sister will be getting great deals on Amazon, and that's great. But while you're shopping, remember. Access Amazon through our website or our app, please. This is a huge month for us when we do
huge,
this.
Huge.
Yes. Moves the meter. You cannot do this. Take advantage of this without remembering TMOS. One little click. It's ultra important. Shopping Amazon this way changes nothing for you, means the world to us. It's a mighty little engine, and you are the gasoline. Jeez, I can smell the alcohol on this page. Anyway, so when you shop Amazon, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, July 10, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
Everybody recognizes this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's theme the theme two. From that's the theme from What's Happening.
Exactly. By Henry Mancini.
Seinfeld.
No, it's of course Seinfeld. How about this kid? He was on all over YouTube this weekend. He took two pencils and held them against a desk. And you know, if you change the amount of pencil that's on the desk when you flick it, you get a different tone, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you flick the tone.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
So here's a bored kid. He played Seinfeld on pencil.
What an ear. How does someone know how to do that? That's cool. Yeah,
when there's nothing better in his life.
And then he went to his job at Micro Center.
Hey.
If I walked into my kid had done that, I'd have been like, well, at least you're good at something.
Yeah, you got something.
You got something.
By the way,
through.
Would anyone like to hear what it sounds like when Mac walks into Micro Center?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, let's listen right now.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I thought the opposite.
Is that the sound of the network going down? Going into the All-Star break, Mike, a lot of people were shocked the Dodgers have the best record in baseball.
Oh, they do.
I'm not shocked by that. I think the Dodgers are always hustling and they're always trying to make their team better.
And an amazing performance last night by Clayton Kershaw. He finished a game with 99 pitches. The game was only 2 hours, 16 minutes long.
How blissful is that? If you go to that and you're
in and out,
Dodgers.
Dogs.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So they beat the Royals 5-2. He'll be pitching for the NL at the All-Star game.
But the Nats are in fourth place. Oh, not so bad.
Yeah, but they just lost like 13-0 to somebody. Yeah.
Even though I'm up in New England, I have been the worst baseball fan this season.
How come?
And the Red Sox are in first place, and I have been just
terrible.
You got
to get yourself a radio, Mike, and listen
to
the game.
Yeah, boy.
He has a TV.
No, but not in the cottage.
Yeah, he does.
No, I don't have a TV.
You don't have a TV up there at all?
No. No, we watched.
TV up where I live.
We watched the movie on iPads.
Oh my God! You still? Yep. No one just said, "Hey, let me buy an LED over here."
Nope.
Damn it!
Not there. It's kind of like not done.
Oh
yeah.
Oh man, I would have set up like a satellite dish by now.
No. Down there is rustic with a capital R.
Anyway,
up here is where I speak to you.
Don't sully the living room.
All right, you know what you could do, Mike? You could stream shows on the internet.
Very exciting. I got Kathy an Apple
TV.
No, an Amazon
Fire Stick. Oh,
yeah.
Good
is that
man.
What it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said she loves it.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. She's enjoying it. Got it for her 40th anniversary to being married.
Look
to
at
brother.
That.
Married at age 10?
Yeah. She said today, just today at 7:43 this morning, keep meaning to say I love my Fire TV and I'm on episode 8 of The Handmaid's Tale.
Fire TV.
Oh.
Fire.
Dowd.
Oh, very good. So I'm very excited about that.
Here's last night's Dodgers game with Clayton Kershaw.
He got him. That's how this memorable first half, comes to a close.
It's been the best first half I've been a part of. And, you know, fortunately, it doesn't really matter because we got a whole second half in the postseason. But, you know, it's the last game for the All-Star break. People trying to get out of here, so I want to make a quick game and get out of here.
I love that. He wants people to get out of the stadium in a timely fashion. So he'll just do a game in 99 pitches. That's all.
That's awesome.
So
that's
look so for cool. him on the mound.
What a great interview to say that. That's, I love it when a guy, you know, is out of the about baseball more than
this
any
game's
other sport.
Too long anyways.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I'm back and forth on Mike Rowe, but as a rule, I think he's a pretty good guy. He was on Tucker Carlson last night, and they asked him what he thought about emojis in texts.
So emojis, there is a brand new suite, assortment of emojis, a new typeface of emojis.
Yeah.
Teenagers across America are excited. I sense this is bad. I can't articulate why.
I don't know if it's a harbinger of the end of days, but it is troubling because you have to ask regarding emojis, what is next? I mean, just grunts? Interpretive dance?
So interpretive dance will be the next way the kids are communicating.
I would say this. It's a safer text if you're texting and you should be doing something else.
Okay.
Not while driving. But you can just write thumbs up. Sure. You don't have to write okay. Like, you don't have to do any of that BS.
I don't like when I type house and all of a sudden a house pops up and my word goes away.
Yeah.
Quit it.
No fun there.
I have words I want to say. They have value.
And by the way,
God,
I compliment our listening audience, King of the Memes. I think we are the King of the Memes.
They're great at it, aren't
they? The Mike O'Mara Show. They're hysterical.
How great were the memes all weekend long of Governor Christie sitting on the beach chair everywhere?
Oh, phenomenal. Absolutely. Especially the one where he's being hugged by Vladimir Putin. Spectacular.
Oscar, yeah, I pulled this one for you because you are a Double Dare kid, I'm guessing.
Oh,
you
yeah.
watched it on Nickelodeon.
Family Double Dare.
And before that, there was the show You Can't Do That on Television, where if you said, I don't know, you got green slime right?
Yeah, slimed.
So Mark Summers revealed how they made the slime, the ingredients of the slime, because there's stuff on the internet. Pony.
Sorry.
That's horrible.
That's radio. He didn't say anything.
He made a horrible, repetitive gesture.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Did he do the...
Yeah, he did. I don't like to think about that.
Hey, Pony wins today. Pony helped me with my printer this morning.
Yeah, he did.
Like the most savvy network diagnostician in the world. It was great, but I didn't want to say anything during the show. We have to finish the show, Rob. Yes.
You really shouldn't have said anything.
Line.
Anyway,
give me more gack.
Ignore the internet. This is how you make green slime for Nickelodeon. It actually sounds pretty tasty.
You know, it's weird. Slime is hot again. And there's all these recipes online that have nothing to do with what we used as real slime. It started off as vanilla pudding, applesauce, green food coloring, and a little oatmeal, and that was our slime, and the consistency of that was far better than the stuff that I see today.
You could totally eat it.
Yeah, sounds good, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd make it. I'm hungry for it for lunch.
Oh, my God, you could slime little Michael. That would be so much fun.
It's a trick you can eat.
He's at his Montessori camp starting today, and Mama reported that he did.
Yeah, that's what they. That's what they are. Let's be honest.
Stop tomorrow. We got a whole week. We got a whole week, Oscar. We have a whole week, Oscar. We have a whole week of shows.
Yeah, drop him off at another church. That'll be good. Okay. All right, let's close with this. You may not know the name John Beard, but he is one of the greatest stereotypical looking anchor men you could see on television. And if you want to get a visual of him, and I put this on our Facebook page, he is the guy that plays the anchor man every time they go to the news on the show Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you see someone on Fox News on Arrested Development, it's this guy, John Beard. He says something. He works at a Buffalo TV station called WGRZ, and he was throwing it to weather girl Maria Gennaro, and he said something that was misinterpreted, and everybody lost their mind. Let's close with this. John Beard, watch what you say.
Speaking of do-it-yourself, that's your kind of thing, Maria. You love doing it yourself.
Good morning, everyone. Sometimes, yeah. I can. Take a look.
Oh, no.
5 days ahead. What we have coming our way, we have...
That's awesome.
I love anchor people sometimes. When they're cool.
Okay. Good morning. We're back to reality. That's what I have to work with. See, I'm here doing the weather, and I can see what's going on in the background, and it's always some sort of shenanigans.
I just watched Pony doing it himself. Yeah. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, Mike. Have a good Monday, everybody.
That's awesome. That's it, people. Woo! Thanks for joining
Welcome back.
Us. Great to be back. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, take care to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's.
Send it
at MikeOmerishow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. And join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.